All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 844. Now, you can call us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams is here with me, and I'm glad he is. You know, Sandy, it's not like I'm you talked about gaslighting with what I said right before we went to break. And it's almost as if there are people who say they get tired of hearing this conversation, and somehow they act as though if we don't talk about it, you know, things will just automatically get better. But we're not at that point where I don't think ever, Sandy, in this kind of society we're in now, that things are going to get better unless we do something to make them better. Before you answer, who do we have on the line, Evan?
First up, we've got Susan from her car.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for Sandy?
Well, I was just bringing up the hearing they had last night about that bill they want to put in to take children away from people who are in prison.
And oh, yeah.
I don't know if he has a comment about that, but just at first blush, it sounds like an awful idea. But I don't know what, you know, it was just, I know nothing about the bill, so I was just, if he knew anything about that or.
Sandy, have you heard anything about the bill?
I'm not really on top of that. I will say that early in my life, when I was legal counsel of the governor, Pat Lucey, was very interested in prison reform, and I spent lots of time at that time trying to understand and figure out what about prisons. And, you know, in the 1970s, Wisconsin was a leader in the country with respect to having parole boards and trying to come up with processes for prisoners that might be, in some respects, constructive. And almost all of those practices have been abandoned since 1970. So as was just being expressed by Earl, I would say that if we don't talk about things and we just work on how current trends are going the wrong direction in terms of solving social problems. I think the current trends that we've got are exacerbating social problems. And part of that is by digging our heads in the sand and not facing up to them.
You can say that again. In this case, Susan is referencing a bill that was just proposed in Wisconsin that would terminate parental rights when substantial prison sentences are involved. That's shocking.
Here's the problem that we've got, and there are thousands of children in this state and in this country. There are probably close to millions who are victims of the circumstance into which they've been born and into which they have had no choice in terms of selecting their outcome. Some of those terrible circumstances do relate to families where the parents are imprisoned, and our social system has to figure out what to do about it. But setting blanket rules, like, for instance, mandatory prison sentences or mandatory removal of children, is certainly cutting with a very wide swath and throwing lots of good circumstances out with the baby with the bathwater. But we do need to come to grips with what to do with these generations of people who are born into terrible circumstances that make success in their lives exceedingly improbable. So, you know, the only thing I can say is that that's maybe the legislature taking a swing and a miss at a problem and enacting something that's a bad idea in the name of some good idea.
Well, yes, Sandy, again, you know, that's somebody from the far right who's trying to gain some brownie points, who is not giving any thought whatsoever to this. Take the children where? And then who steps up to deal with them? Are there orphanages that they're going to open up all over the state? I mean, there's a hundred million questions to ask before that should even get out in the public.
Right. And then it's a screwy idea is what it is.
It is.
It's an idea that's obviously been created by somebody who has absolutely no knowledge or experience with any of the circumstances with which such legislation would deal. So You know, but that's part of the problem, this lack of empathy and understanding. You know, there's a guy named Ray Dalio, who is, I think he's the 82nd richest man in the world. He started what is the biggest private equity fund in the United States called Bridgewater. And the article in Forbes is an interview with him in which he is predicting that there is a significant probability in his mind that within 10 to 20 years, the United States will be involved in civil war. And he says this because he is expressing the same concern you and I have talked about, which is this collapse of society. And he's looking at studies that have been done by historians and sociologists about the circumstances that have led to civil war throughout history. And apparently, under that analysis, we are in the fifth stage of the six-stage system that has almost inevitably led to civil war in countries in terms of the social circumstances that are occurring in our country. You know, part of it is this flight of wealth to the very wealthy. Part of it is the circumstance of the loss of the middle class. Part of it is the rise in crime. There's just all sorts of, and this lack of contact with the rule of law.
All the arms that,
yeah, people, you know, we just as a country, and the people who are in the establishment who have everything to lose, the people who aren't in the establishment have much less to lose, right? They're in a very poor circumstance.
Well, their lives.
Yeah, they have their lives to lose, but they have very little in the way of circumstance to lose. And the establishment has everything to lose. And if they can't recognize the fact that their very conduct is jeopardizing the very comfortable situation in which they find themselves, then they're fools. And fools will find out what happened to fools.
Yeah, but Sam, you just verbalize what the fear is. Those people aren't fools. They know, they see it, and they continue to move down the path.
Well, they don't see that their loss of control could be caused by their effort to avoid loss of control. They think that they can exercise more urgent and strident forms of control, and they can repress, they can stop the freight train. It's like almost everybody that's resisting the technological change that will put them out of business. It's the electric industry resisting getting rid of coal-fired plants until they discovered central station solar power and renewables. It's all of those things, and it's happening on a broad societal basis.
Sandy, hang on a second. Just a great conversation. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Sandy Williams is back. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.